From WBEZ Chicago and PRX, this is Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kotz. By now, you're already sick of hearing Andy Williams and Bing Crosby croon the same old holiday standards. So we're going to share some Christmas music you won't hear anywhere else.
Tell me, is this another Christmas that I feel? Or is it just a lovely winter day?
We hand the reins of our Sound Opinion sleigh over to Christmas music collector and guru Andy Surzan once more for our annual holiday spectacular. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions. This is Sound Opinions, and time now for our annual holiday spectacular with our own Christmas elf, Andy Surzan.
Ever since the show started in 1999 with the two of us,
yes,
in various incarnations, we have had Mr. Surzan on every holiday. Andy Surzan, the senior vice president at Jam Productions, one of the biggest independent promoters, concert promoters in the world, has graced us with his presence every holiday season to play us this. How do we describe this, Andy? This is a love of life that you are doing here. You spend the entire year collecting obscure holiday music, and each year you put together the best of it in this Christmas tape that you make now with CD. This is your 29th incarnation of this particular tape.
Well, I think music geeks of a certain age remember the mixtape phenomenon. I decided to try my hand at a Christmas mix, and I never stopped, so every year I've made one, and initially it was just on tape, and 10 people got it, and now it's bigger than that.
So this year's compilation by Andy is called Snowbound Soliloquies, Further Adventures in Holiday Obscura, and courtesy of Mr. Surzan, we have it available on the net as a free download until the end of the year, christmas.soundopinions.org. Andy, let's just hop on the sleigh and get rolling. Where are we starting?
This year, we're going to do what I'm pretty sure is going to be 100% world broadcast premieres across the board.
All right.
I would be really surprised if any of these songs have ever been played on the radio. And all of them are on this year's compilation. So the opening track is a track called Christmas on Thumb Butte. It's on Robeam 45. I can't tell when it came out or anything. But it's interesting because it just shows you how universal the Christmas dealio is. These are some guys on a butte down in the Southwest, and there's some bearded miners, and as they tell you, and some Indians on a butte waiting for Santa Claus to swoop down there with what they describe as 8 tiny reindeer. And I never knew they were tiny before, but now I do. I thought they were like regular-sized reindeer.
Yeah, you would think.
So they swoop down on the butte. It's just completely ridiculous song that, like, I loved it the second I heard it, and I said, okay, this is going to be the lead track on this year's comp. And then we go into a really, really crazy 70s, early 70s pop tune by this band called Ameriquette called Tell Me on Christmas Day. And then more stuff, but here is Christmas on Thumb Butte by Doogie Fisher.
It was one of the most joyous nights ever. Many of the folks who were here on that night tell the story of Santa Claus riding happily over Thumb Butte. Now, back in those days, there was always a light sprinkling of snow that would flicker in the moonlight as the jolly old gentleman made his way to the valley below that is now the city of Prescott. On that Christmas Eve many years ago, there was nothing more than a handful of bearded miners and a few Indians, all huddled around campfires that lit up the sky to show the way for Santa and his sleigh, pulled by 8 tiny reindeer. Oh, I'll never forget how the old-timers tell of the thunderous laughter coming from the top of Thumb Butte as Santa beckoned his reindeer over the peak of the mountain. From that moment on, the gaily colored sleighs settled on the downward slope towards the lowlands as every heart sang with happiness of the Christmas season.
Listening to the 2017 Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
So share these days with me, share these days with me. Do you hear Christmas sound?
sounds are here. Listen well, listen well, listen well. I can't help but feel it. Snowflakes on the ground. Magic in the town. Do you hear? Tell me, do you hear? Christmas is fast.
Andy Surzan is giving us a little love here on the Sound Opinions Christmas Spectacular. Andy, what's those last couple of tunes we heard?
That last track was Give a Little Love for Christmas by Patricia Mitchell, and that's on the Kwanzaa label 45. That came out in the late 70s. And if you couldn't tell from listening to it, that was pre-auto-tune. But I don't really judge on those kind of levels.
Better world before auto-tune.
Yeah, when I find a track I like, I pretty much, you know, that's going to make the mix. And whatever is great about it, is if it outweighs what is kind of questionable about it, then it's...
Spirit was there.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I think it's a great track, actually. And then before that, we heard Christmas Sounds, which is by a band out of Chicago from the 60s called Saturday's Children. They were one of the original 60s pop groups that kind of helped launch the Chicago scene. These guys were the super sophisticated pop version of the more garagey sound that, you know, Shadows of Night and those kind of guys brought. Chicago is mainly known for garage rock. That's the classic definition for collectors and stuff. But these guys, very sophisticated. You can hear that in that song. For a bunch of kids, pretty amazing production and really well-composed track called Christmas Sounds. And before that, we heard Ameriquette, Tell Me on Christmas Day, and we opened with the inimitable Doogie Fisher and his Christmas party on Thumb Butte.
There's just not enough times in life, ever, when Christmas and Butte, those two words, have been paired.
Well, if I try to explain what I'm looking for when I'm out cold calling around looking for records, like, you know, rolling around the floor of vinyl shops in lost cities, if I see something that's called Christmas on Thumb Butte by a guy named Doogie Fisher Records,
yeah,
and it's a buck, I am buying it. And then most likely it's terrible, but, you know, that's the criteria.
But sometimes it's brilliant.
Every once in a while, yeah.
Andy Surzan strikes again. This is a incredible collection of holiday obscura. You can collect the entire version of this year's CD at christmas.soundopinions.org. You can download it for free. It's available through the end of the year. Coming up, we've got more rare holiday recordings from our very own Kris Kringle, Andy Surzan. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Oh, see the melting snow, took down my Christmas tree.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and today we are turning our show over, as we do every year at this time of year, to Andy Surzan, who is dressed in elf costume right now. It's too bad you can't see him. Normally, he comes to work, and he does a great job as an independent concert promoter, senior vice president at Jam Productions in Chicago. Andy has worked on the scene locally for a number of decades, but by weekend, by night, he is putting together a CD of amazing holiday music every year, and we are the beneficiaries of that work. Once again, Andy, what is coming up in set number two from you?
Okay, well, we continue with tracks off of this year's compilation, which you can download for free at christmas.soundopinions.org through December 31st. The great thing about collecting holiday music is it's not a genre-specific format. It's an opportunity to try to mix genres together that normally would not really make a lot of sense on a mixtape. And so for me, it's extra fun to do it just because of that. And then this next track we're going to start with, this is by a guy named Gus Jenkins, and out of Alabama on Flash Records. And Gus is a journeyman musician who, among other things, recorded for Chess in the late 50s and spent his life as a working musician. And at some point, as a lot of them do, eventually he made a Christmas 45 called Remember Last Christmas. The second track on that, again, just shows the diversity in the genre. It's a track recorded in 1953 on Polka Land by a guy named Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. We spent a lot of time trying to figure out, what are we going to call ourselves?
Yeah, Cousin Fuzzy.
What about your cousins? No, I'm the Cousin Fuzzy. No, that is. Well, I figured it out. And it's just a really cool, like really kooky song. And so sometimes, you know, that's part of the dealio with holiday music. Stuff's just like so absurd you'd want to laugh. And other times, like Dexter Gordon covers Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and it's art of the highest level. So the whole thing, you know, it's just wide open as far as like, you know, what's really going on here. And there's tracks after that, but those are the two that kick it off. So here's Remember Last Christmas by Gus Jenkins and his orchestra.
Remember last Christmas? You know I was happy as I could be. I remember last Christmas. I was happy as I could be.
Santa Claus time sees reindeer come to pull in Santa's sleigh with a load of toys for the girls and boys for the merry Christmas day. It's Santa Claus time, cause it's Christmas Eve and hearts are light and gay. For old Santa's back with his great big pack for a merry Christmas day. If you've been good the way you should, how happy you will be. For Santa will leave lots of gifts beneath your Christmas tree. It's Santa Claus time, better close your eyes, for Santa's on his way. Now if you don't peep, then go fast to sleep, soon it's Merry Christmas Day.
old Santa sleigh. With a load of toys for the girls and boys for the merry Christmas day. It's Santa Claus time, cause it's Christmas Eve and hearts are light and gay. For Santa's back in his great big pack for a merry Christmas day.
If you've been good the way you should, how happy you will be. For Santa will leave lots of gifts beneath your Christmas tree.
It's Santa Claus time, better close your eyes, and Santa's on his way. Now if you don't think and pass the stakes, and it's Merry Christmas Day.
Silver from the long past wedding. Our Christmas family at a nine place setting. Turkey dinner all trimmed in holiday days. How sweet it is to see smiling grandpa's face. Church, a message for a friend of mine. Tiny silver Christmas family, say the grace at our old place. Dessert with lime at Christmas time, a family of eight with you makes nine. Come.
You're listening to the 2017 Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
Stories in the Bible, it's a message sad but true. The life our Savior lived on earth is told. Found upon the pages of the Master's Book of Truth. Every word so precious to my soul. The manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary, the road that Jesus walked for you and me all alone. By the world forsaken, yet he shed his blood for me. From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary. Thank you. amidst the stranger's cattle, where the birth of Jesus came. The lowly manger kept him from the cold. There was the beginning of the journey Jesus made. Today it is the greatest story told. From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary, the road that Jesus walked for you and me all alone. By the world forsaken, yet he shed his blood for me. From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary.
That is more from Andy Surzan's annual holiday mixtape. Andy, what did we just hear?
That last track was Merry Merry Christmas by Ricky Matero. That came out on the Hillside label in 1962. And before that, we heard a song that I'd like to, now I should have apologized in advance, but I'll apologize now. That was From the Manger by Reverend and Mrs. Buddy Tucker.
There's no apologies necessary in
and
Christmas,
that's from
Andy.
Some Christmas 45 thing that I think might have been put out by some evangelical organization or something. And I just, it's indescribable, the guy's voice. It's in a lot of you know, world music, microtonal singing and, you know, all those things where they take one note and divide it by eight. And,
yeah, tube and throat singing.
Yeah, yeah, is big. So that's kind of like the American version of that. Okay, so then before that, we heard a really interesting find this year by a guy named Rainey Notrek. And that was called Christmas Family. That came out on a Pebble Records 45 in 1968. Kind of a freak folk sort of tune with a, I don't even know what the instrument is, but it's one of those like sort of flute sounding instruments that you cup in your hands, and this guy's playing these wild riffs on it while they're trying to do a more traditional folk Christmassy kind of tune. And again, indescribable, you know, what the goal was, but they were compelled to do it. And that's part of the interesting part of the more odd end of collecting this kind of stuff is like, what? You know, and then you kind of go, then you kind of listen again, you go like, I kind of like this. And then, you know, it either goes by the wayside or on the mix. And then we started off with Remember Last Christmas by Gus Jenkins, one of my favorite finds of the year. And that's that guy's a pretty heavy-duty cat in the you know, international bluesy soul sort of scene, and has some representation in the northern soul world as well. But anyway, after Remember Last Christmas was It's Santa Claus Time by Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, and that's set too.
Well, you can download these songs and all of Andy's compilation this year, the 29th annual Snowbound Soliloquies, Further Adventures in Holiday Obscura, at christmas.soundopinions.org, at least until the end of the year. If you at home have a nomination for a great neglected Christmas tune, let us know on our hotline, 888-859-1800, and Andy Surzan will play his final set of rare holiday songs, rare to say the least, after a short break on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis. We are here with Andy Surzan, our very own Kris Kringle. Every year on this show, he comes on and plays his collection of obscure Christmas music that he has collected in this past year, usually. The best of that goes on an annual CD, which we are making available to you, our listeners, for free download at christmas.soundopinions.org. I'm curious at how many of these artists you winnow through before you decide on, you know, who are the dozen or so that are going to make the final cut.
You know, you weed through a lot of stuff. I'm a travel geek to begin with, but then I travel for work. And when I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, you know, with the Foo Fighters or whatever, I'm disappear for an hour or two during the day and go find like a secondhand shop or a vinyl shop and rummage around. But it's a labor-intensive game. I literally have no idea what I'm looking for. These were all impulse buys that I didn't even know what they sounded like when I bought them. And I don't like paying more than like a buck or two if I don't know what it is.
Well, where are we starting on this last set, Andy?
Again, you know, going around the world of holiday music, this next track is by a kind of well-known musician, Southern musician named Robert Parker. I didn't know this when I bought it, but I found out later that he had a hit single called Barefootin' back in the day. But that was it pretty much. But he recorded a number of other 45s for labels all over the place. And he also worked as a backing musician with Professor Longhair and Earl King and a lot of those guys from that scene. This is actually on NOLA Records, N-O-L-A, which is New Orleans. Came out in 66, and it's called A Letter to Santa by Robert Parker. And it's kind of great because it's a classic scenario where a guy's in a studio and tape's rolling, and they're cutting it live, you can tell. And he forgets the words at one point.
Because he wrote the song 40 minutes ago.
It's a letter to Santa. And he goes, and then he said, well, whatever he said. And, then, and they don't even, okay, that's it, cut, print it. Yeah. You know, so yeah. I mean, I like it. When I heard that, I was like, oh, that's too unbelievable, you know. And so, you know, but it's great. I love it. Actually, it's a super song with great horn chart on it. And then after that, I always try to get like a couple of songs that are just so stupid and icky that they're great. And I'm not above like going into the ditch if I think a song will like make people laugh and go like, what the? You know, and this tune is called Little Tree That's Lonely. And this is what really got me. It's on a label called Quack Records. And I looked to see the guy that wrote it, and his name is Bill Duckwitz. So Bill Duckwitz running the show. His label's called Quack. So yeah. He's responsible for this. I'm not going to blame Mary Alina Peterson, who is the artist.
The credited artist.
Credited. Yeah. She was made to do this, as far as I'm concerned, by Bill Duckwitz on Quack Records. Let's roll these to A Letter to Santa by Robert Parker.
I would like to tell you a story of a letter a little boy wrote to Santa Claus. And here's hoping, I would like to say, that on Christmas Day, this letter really touches your heart. And he starts by saying, Dear Santa, I'm writing you, writing with all my heart. Mom and I've been alone since Dad been gone. Santa, Mom and Daddy, so far apart. Dear Santa, do this for me. Tell Dad our love is still strong. Dear Santa, please do this for me. For Christmas, bring me my daddy home. And the little boy goes on to say, Dear Santa, I'm writing you. And then a tear fell and blotted out some of the words he had to say. But in the next paragraph, way down below, well, anyhow, here's how it read. I don't want a new toy for Christmas, but you could fill my heart with joy. Dear Santa, please do this for me. On Christmas, bring that to mom and her little boy.
There's a little tree that's lonely just about this time.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
The fighting we're all done. Thank you.
Oh, good stuff. An instrumental there called Mr. Reindeer. I haven't been able to figure out why exactly. Andy, do you have a theory?
The single is actually Jingle Bells on the A side. And so all I can guess is they let one of the guys in the band write an original Christmas tune. And, of course, there's no lyrics in it, which makes it hard to write an original Christmas tune. Yeah. But you can... You can tell it is because the guy's hitting the shaking the bells pretty hard in there, the sleigh bells through the thing. And so that's my last song on my mix this year. That's kind of like the outro palate cleanser,
whatever you want to call it,
back to reality kind of thing. Just a cool new instrumental Christmas song. And the one before that's a lot deeper and heavier. That was Santa Claus, Please Listen to Me by... a fellow by the name of Artie Full of Love, and it's Fullilove.
Yeah.
And this was recorded in like 77 on the Marlou Records label, and that's if there's such a thing as a Northern Soul classic Christmas tune, that's a kind of well-known one, though still obscure. Before that, we heard Little Tree That's Lonely by Mary Alina Peterson, and we started off with the New Orleans-based Robert Parker's A Letter to Santa.
Andy, that has been an incredible treat. Greg and I are looking forward to ditching this radio thing with you, going out and getting high on eggnog laced with psilocybin right now. But thank you. Thank you for doing this for the 18th year in a row.
It's always my pleasure. I still can't get over the idea that you guys invite me back every year. And I'm really depressed about the lack of snow this year. And I want to give a special shout out to your listeners in Alaska.
And we had a lot of stations in Alaska.
Yeah, and let them know that I may be moving north if this global warming thing keeps keeps wrecking my white Christmas down here in Chicago.
You know, so next year's the 30th collection, and I think we could do a GoFundMe or a special podcast pledge drive. Maybe we could go record live in Alaska. What do you say?
Let's get on it.
Thank you, Andy Surzan. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, we have an in-depth interview with the producer Pink Floyd, Lou Reed, Alice Cooper, and countless others, Bob Ezrin.
Sound Opinions is produced by Brendan Banaszak, Evan Chung, Alex Claiborne, and Ayanna Contreras. Thanks, everybody, and happy holidays.
Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So give us a call on our hotline, 888-859-1800.
New messages.
Hey guys, this is Luke in Middletown, Connecticut. I just got done with your best of the year show, and just no love for Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Unbelievable album. They always do such a good job. Sad knowing that she isn't around anymore, but what an album she left us with. All right, have a good new year, and thanks for doing the show.
I walk through this land. Stake our claim.
This is Peter in El Cerrito calling in. I was motivated to call after listening to the incredible review for the most recent Bjork album. Actually, I think her name is pronounced Bjork, but that's beside the point. Jim, are you going senile or something? Hearing you attack her new record because it's not her doing the pop songs that you expect and you're completely baffled by it, and you don't understand what it is, because she simply has made what seems to be an ambient record, like your hero, Brian Eno. Greg laid it all out for you real clear. I mean, she's making a record that plays with ambience, and you're acting like an old fuddy-duddy.
Well, why isn't she making pop songs? That's what she's supposed to do.
Really, the episode reminded me of your heroes, Siskel and Ebert, and their show, Sneak Previews, from the late 1970s.
I just want to compare this film to
no,
the guy.
No, wait a minute. Now, he's not boring at all.
Oh, yeah, fabulously boring.
He is fabulously boring. In the beginning, he's extremely interesting because he's this hustler who gets off the boat, and he's got to think faster and be tougher than anybody.
I really thought you guys were going to go at each other's throats for a second there. It would have made for some really great radio if it had happened. But in any case, she's fine. I don't know about you, though. All right, bye.
Well, I'm caught one more time up on Cypress Avenue.
Hi, this is Mark from Chicago calling about your Do You Want to Be a Rock Critic episode, which was really, really good. I did see the play, Jim, about Lester Bangs. Very, very good. I always got a thought about Astro Weeks and Cypress Avenue. Not my favorite Van Morrison song, but the critics seem to think it was the best thing he ever did.
I may go crazy.
I have this Rolling Stone record guide written by David Marsh, and he has a bunch of other critics in it, Stephen Holden. These guys are really good in their prime. Makes me think about how the critics hated Exile on Main Street in 1972, and now it's the Rock and Roll Bible. Okay, that's all I have to say. Keep the great work up, and keep on rocking in the free world. Merry Christmas. Bye.
No more messages.
To give us your opinions on Sound Opinions, call our hotline, 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week with more Sound Opinions, produced by WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.